Hello there, thanks once again for listening. Thanks for coming to Seek the Truth. We trust that God would bless you as you listen to this message. Life just seems to continue to bubble along, doesn't it, with all sorts of things happening. And when you look at the situation across Europe and the problems that we're having financially and the Eurozone crisis and what's happening in relation to Greece and all these various difficulties that abound, you just really wonder where it will all end. The Bible does actually predict that, you know, end times will be difficult in the world and that there will be all sorts of upheaval and that there would be a great need for someone who can lead and direct. But there doesn't seem to be at this stage anyone that stands out from the crowd that really makes a big difference or feels they've got control over the situation. Then you look round at the society socially and you see so many people with just this great desire for satisfaction and for peace and for joy and for pleasure. And we live in a society where people are desperate just to find some meaning and to know what it is to be healthy, to be fit, to enjoy life to the full. And you say, well, there's nothing wrong with that. And that's right, absolutely. We've been created to enjoy life, and God gave us the ability to create and to think and to enjoy and to appreciate beauty and to be satisfied with those things. And yet it is very disheartening when you look round and you wonder, you know, where are we going financially? Will we survive the way we are as nations? Has the kind of prosperity of the West been a blip? And is that just not the normal? You look across the rest of the world and we're, in one sense, being so cushioned by wealth, and we probably as individuals don't think of ourselves as wealthy, yet compared to people in India and up until recent days in China and many of these developing countries, we have been incredibly well off. I was reading a verse in the Bible this week where God really challenges people in Isaiah 55, and he says, everyone that thirsts, come to the waters. So he's saying that he has got satisfaction that is available, the answer to man's needs to provide satisfaction that is available to all of us. When we think about that, we think of what does satisfy in life. The Lord Jesus, when he was in the world, he met a woman one day and she asked him for a drink of water. And he said, or should I say the other way around, he asked her for a drink of water. And I've got myself totally confused here, aren't I? She was asking him. He was saying to her that day, if you knew who I was, then you would have asked of me of living water, and I would have given it to you. And the Lord Jesus was saying there's something deeper. There's something that only God can provide. There's something that God can only give you that can satisfy you. So the prophet Isaiah writes and says, if you're thirsty, come to the waters. Now he says, if you have no money, come and buy. You say, well, that's impossible. Well, God is saying it's paid for. You see, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. God's gift of salvation, that is what will satisfy the deepest longings of the human heart, to give contentment, to give peace, to give confidence about the future, to provide safety, to save and to remove guilt, to give meaning in life, can only be found through what Christ has done. The wages of sin, the payout, the natural consequence of our wrong is death. And we all face that. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. It's a gift. So he says, come if you have no money, buy and eat. It's without money, it's without price. And then he asks a question. The prophet says, you're spending money which doesn't on things that don't satisfy. You're working hard for things that don't bring you satisfaction or fulfillment. Hearken diligently unto me, the prophet says, and eat that which is good. It's a spiritual lesson. Come to me. The Lord Jesus said one day, you need to eat my flesh and drink my blood. What does that mean? Well, it doesn't mean physically. It means Christ has got to be in you. You've got to know him. You've got to receive his salvation and allow him to come and live in your heart by faith. In that same passage, the prophet Isaiah indicates there will be someone who comes, who one day will stand up as being a testimony to what God says, who will be the leader, who will be a commander, who will be the one that can be followed. And then he says to them, seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. That's the purpose for this podcast, is that people would seek after God. The answers are to be found in God's word. God has revealed the truth in his word, the Bible. He wants you to hear his voice. He wants you to know your situation, that we're all sinners, we're guilty, we're in danger. He wants you to know salvation and eternal life has been provided by Jesus, who paid the price in his death, and he wants you to know his eternal forgiveness. Will you go there? Will you consider it? Will you trust him? I do trust that you will. I appreciate you listening. Remember to go on and just have a look at the site and listen to any other messages, seekthetruth.org.uk, or maybe move on to some of the other links there and see what's to be said. We trust that God will bless you. Thanks for listening.